Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, the very last daf of Maseches Menachos. We are going to pick up on the first medium-sized line of Daf Kuf Tesam Beis at the two dots. That's where Michal left us off, and I want to take the opportunity to thank my brother-in-law Michal Gewurz for giving the shiur over the past couple of days while I was away. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, called Basimcha Shalom. It is also sponsored by Tzippi and Aaron Ross, in honor of their daughter Ahuva making Aliyah this past Tuesday. May she have success during this new chapter, continue to be a source of nachas and be the pioneer for the rest of the family and Klal Yisrael. It's also sponsored by the Konigsberg family, commemorating the first yard site of Phil Konigsberg, Zichron Levracha Yitzchak Fischel Ben Yaakov, which was Tuesday. His neshama should have an Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Lani and David Pelkovitz in memory of Lani's father, Donald Butler, Baruch Yaakov Ben Shrago Feivel Alevi, whose 13th yard site was on Wednesday. He left an incredible legacy of Chesed Achnosas Orchim and Avas HaTorah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're going to talk about the nature of Beis Chonya. What was it? What were they doing there? Was it Avodah Zarah? Was it Karbanos? The Gemara is going to talk in that context about the history of Beis Chonya, the enticing nature of Sarara, and how it's hard for people to keep away from Kavod. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the different levels of Ol Malchus that we experienced in various Galuyos and why that came to be, that in some places it was extremely hard for us, other places less so. The Gemara is going to talk about, tell us about the power of Torah learning, in particular Torah learning at night, and Torah learning Torah about the Karbanos. And then the very last sugya on the daf from the Mishnah to the end of the parak is going to be about the principle of Echra Marba Vechra Mamid Vavachi Yichavin Liba L'Shamayim, which is an appropriate way to finish Maseches Menachos, because this is about the cheapest of Karbanos. Maseches Menachos is about a Karban Mincha. So one might think, what did I just do? You know, I learned all of Maseches Menachos. It's like I've been bringing a cheap Karban for the last 3.5 months. So no, it's Echra Marba Vechra Mam Vachi Chavin Libo La Shamayim. So let's begin again at the first medium-sized line on Daf Kuf Tesan Beis Vein Tzarech Lomber Davar Acher. So we said that the Kohanim were Meshamish Beis Chonyo are not allowed to be Meshamish in the Beis Hamikdash, and obviously, if they ever were Meshamish L'Avodah Zarah, they're not allowed to be Meshamish in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara will discuss the machlokas about what Beis Chonya was and wasn't, but first a little bit about what our Mishnah holds. So Midkam, Arein Tzarech Lomer, Dover Acher, Michal de Beis Chonya, Lav Avodah Chavim Hu. From the fact that the Mishnah says, Kal V'Chomer L'Avodah Zarah, means that Beis Chonya itself was not L'Avodah Zarah. So Tanan, Kamandi Amor Atanya, Kamandi Yamar, goes with Tzionim changes. So Kamad Yamar Beis Chonyo Lav Avodah Chavim Hu, that Beis Chonyo is not a Beis Avodah Zarah. Titanya, because the Brisa tells us, also Shana Shemes Shimon HaTzadik, the very year that Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, died. Amar Lehen, he told all the other people around Shana Zuhu Meis that I'm going to die this year. Amar Lo Minayin Ati Yodea. They said, how do you know you're going to die? So Amar Lehen, he said, well, Kol Yom HaKippurim, every year in Yom Kippur, Nizdam In Lizakin Echad Lavish Levanim Nisatev Levanim, I always run into a particular Zaken who's wearing all white, v'nichnasimi, and he enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with me. The Yerushalmi has a version of the story where the Gemara asks, how could it be that someone goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with him? Even a Malach is not allowed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Pasuk says, v'kol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh atzeso, and the Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel says, v'udmus p'neyem p'ney adam. So you see that even a Malach is called an Adam, so nobody is allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Rabbi Yavo answers in the Yerushalmi, Ma Omerli Dava Barnash Aniyamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Haya, that maybe the covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo is what appeared to him, and it wasn't a Barnash, wasn't a human being, nor even for that matter a Malach. So whatever that means. In the Sefer Torah Sa'ola, he says, no, it was all a Dimyon, it was all a Mare that Shimon HaTzadik saw. It was not anyone that actually went in with him. So anyway, V'yatzi Imi, this old man with the white clothing went in with me, came out with me. Shana Zun is Damin Lizakin Echalovish Chom Nisatif Shchorim. This year, I ran into the same old man, but he was wearing all black. And he went in with me, but he did not leave with me. And then after Sukkot, he got sick for 7 days, umes, and he died. And the other Kohanim didn't want to be mevarich the Birchas Kohanim, using the Shema Mefurosh, like they had done until that point, because they didn't know how to say it, B'kedusha V'tara, in the proper way. That's how the Shem Tukvetzes quotes from Rashi, B'ksav Yad, and that's what Rashi writes in Maseches Yoma, that the reason they didn't want to say the Shema Mefurosh was because they were not royal lekach to say the Shema Mefurosh. Rabbeinu Gershom says that they were afraid to say it Kitikuno, because they just didn't trust themselves to say it properly, without proper instruction of how to properly say the Shema Mefurosh. So Shimon HaTzadik was the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. And after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they stopped using the Shema Mefurosh, except for the Dorosh El Shmad, where they used it. It was one of the Doros in the Mishnah, but there were particular Yechidim that were Ruyin Lekach that used it until the end of the days of Bayis Sheni. But generally speaking, the Shema Mefurosh stopped with the death of Shimon HaTzadik, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. But anyway, B'shas P'tirasa, when Shimon HaTzadik died, so this is the story about Beis Chonyo, Amar Lehem, he said to the other people in charge, Chonyo b'ni Yishamish Tachtai, I want my son Chonyo to be the Kohen Gadol in my place, because he is the most worthy of this position. It sounds like from Tosos that he served as the Sagan during his father's lifetime, and therefore he's the most worthy to fill that position. He was the one with the experience, seeing how the Kohen Gadol operates. Now Tos points out from the Hemshech of the story, we're going to see that he was not at all a Talmud Chacham, because he's not going to know some basics about the Chinuch for Kohuna Gadola, but nevertheless, in he was the Memali Makom Aviv Bi Yiras Chet, and that's also very important for the Kohen Gadol. All those Kohen Gadolim in Bayis Sheni who lacked a sense of Yiras Chet, they didn't last a year. So he thought that Chonyo, as far as his Yiras Chet is concerned, should be the Memali Makom Aviv. So Niskani Boshin Moachiv Shaya Gadol Menushte Shonu Mechs. The problem is brother Shimi got jealous because he was 2.5 years older than him, and he was bypassed for the position. So Amar Lo. So Shimi said to Chonyo, Bova Alamedcha Seder Avoda. Let me teach you the Seder Avoda, because you don't know what the Seder Avoda is on the Yom Chinucho of a Kohen Gadol. He'll be Shabun Kliva Chagor B'Tzilzul. So Shimi dressed him up in some type of leather clothing. That's the way Rashi understands it. The Aruch says some sort of very thin type of levush that a person wears as like an undershirt, so something to just as a begad over on their that hits the skin directly, which is not part of the Big Day Kuhuna. And he gave him a certain type of belt, which is also not part of the Big Day Kuhuna. The Piskei Rid says it was a belt that's miyuchad for women to wear. So the Tosos points out that Shimi misled Chonyo by saying that this is the din of the Chinuch of a Kohen Gadol, that you're supposed to wear these begadim on the day that you begin the avoda, not like the Big Day Kuhuna. He was fully aware of what the Big Day Kuhuna Gadol looked like normally. He was the Sagan for his father. He knew exactly what his father would wear, but he had never seen the Chinuch of his father as the Kohen Gadol, so he didn't know what you're supposed to wear biyom Chinucho. So that's why Shimi was able to mislead him. And he stood him up next to the Mizbech, and then Shimi went and Amar Lemelech of Kohanim, and he goes and he tells the other Kohanim, Ru'u ma nodar zev, kiyam la'uvaso. Look what this guy promised to his wife, and fulfilled that promise to his wife. The Rambam says it wasn't really his wife, it was someone that was miyuchedes for znus for him. So also yom she'eshtamesh bekuna gedola elbosh ba'unkli shlichi ve'echkor betzilzul shlichi. I mean, according to the Rambam, the bizayon's even greater, right? That he promised this woman that on the day that I'm going to go be the Kohen Gadol, I'm going to wear the special thing that you gave me. And that way he was going to signal to her his commitment to her, his love for her. So bikshu echav ha'kohanim lahargo, the other kohanim wanted to kill him. What a bizayon, what a zilzul to the kuna. Ratz mipneim v'ratzu achrav. So he ran away and they chased him. Halach l'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. He went to Alexandria shal Mitzrayim, ubana shal Mizbeach, and he built a Mizbeach over there. V'helo alav l'shem avod z'chavim. And he was malak karbanos l'shem avod z'zara over there. Ukshashamu chacham badavru. When the chacham heard that this is what Shimi had done to Chonyo, Amru, they said, wow, mazeh shalo yarad l'kach. If Shimi, who never even received the srara in the first place, choice, nevertheless was willing to go to such lengths to embarrass Chonya, who did receive the Srara, Hayoridla, someone who was already appointed to a position of Srara, Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the more so, he'll do crazy things in order not to lose the Srara. Divra Meir, because once a person has tasted that power, it's going to be so much more difficult to give it up. So that's Rameir. Rameir, old Beis Chonya, was a Beis Avod Zara. And that's against the Tan of our Mishnah, who made a Kal V'Chomer. That if Beis Chonya, then Kal V'Chomer Avod Zara. Amr la Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says, Rameir, lo kachle yamaisa. You got the story wrong. Ela lo kibel alav chonyo. No, the story was, I mean, he got it right at the beginning, that Shimon HaTzadik and the guy with the white and the guy with the black, and he didn't live the year, and he said, Chonyo should take over the Kuna Gedola. But Chonyo was smarter. He didn't want to take the Kuna Gedola. His brother was 2.5 years older than him. Vafal But even though Chonyo didn't want to take the Kuna Gedola because of Derech Eretz for the brother who was 2.5 years older than him, once he saw Shimi taking the Kuna Gedola, Chonyo became jealous of him. Chonyo said to Shimi, let me teach you the Seder Avod of the Kohen Gadol B'yom Chinucho. Dressed him up in the same clothing. And he said to the Chonyo, said to the other Kohanim, Ru ma nadar zevi kiyim la uvasa osa yom. Same story, except Chonya was saying it about Shimi. He's the one that promised this woman that he's going to wear all this stuff. So the other Kohanim wanted to kill Shimi, and then Shimi was able to have a conversation with them. He didn't run away from them. He told them, I understand why you want to kill me, but let me tell you why this happened. Because Chonya did this to me out of a fit of jealousy. And they bought Shimi's story, and they wanted to kill Chonyo. So Ratz Bepneim Ratzu Achram. At that point, Chonyo had to run away, and they chased after him. Ratzel Beis HaMelech, and he ran to the Beis HaMelech. This was an additional element of the story that we didn't have in Rabbi Meir's version, that he goes to the Beis HaMelech first. Ratzu Achram, and they chase after him. What exactly is the Beis HaMelech? So the Ram writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that the Melech was not able to be matzil him from the Am, and therefore he had to run away to Mitzrayim. But the assumption is that there was a Melech B'Yehuda at that time. However, Rashi and Shir Hashirim writes that from the days of Bayesheni until the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no Melech B'Yehuda, but there was a place called the Beis HaMelech. So he ran to a Beis HaMelech, even though there was no actual Melech. V'ratzu Achra, so they chased after him, Mekol Ro, so Omer, Zehu, but anyone who saw him said, Zehu, Zehu, they were able to know exactly who he was, and they identified him, and they knew what he had done, so he was in trouble, he was a fugitive. Halach Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, so he had to run all the way to Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, Banu Shem Mizbeach, and he built him his bech, and he started bringing makrov karbonos there l'shem shamayim. Tosfos asked the obvious kasha: how could you say that he made a mizbech l'shem shamayim? It's a mizbech of shchut echutz. You're not allowed to be shoch. It's an isser d'oraisa to do shchut echutz. How could that be l'shem shamayim? So Tosfos says he did it to be makrov karbonos only for goyim. Tzon Kachem and Tzvasema suggests that Chonyo wasn't the one who was makrov himself. The goyim were makrov him when he would teach them how. He was just directing the traffic over there. Goyim don't have an isser of shchut echutz, so he was telling them how to be makrov karbanos where they were. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says Einachanami, he was violating an isser kares, but he thought that it was worth it. He thought it was still a worthwhile thing to do for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't worshiping Avodah Zarah. He was doing an isser kares in the way that he was worshiping Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is an important lesson. Sometimes people want to serve Hashem, but if you do it, you got to do it the way Hashem says. If you do it the wrong way, then it's not really Avodas Hashem. So a person, says Kriya Shema, but he and with Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim and this and that, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's not this man Kriya Shema. You got to do it. You got to do it the way Hashem says. You have to do mitzvahs the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Bayom uyem izbech Hashem betoch eretz Mitzrayim atzevei etzel gvul l'Hashem ukshem cham bedavru." When the Cham heard about this, that Chonyo had done this, Amru, they said, "Wow, umaz hashem baruch mimenakach." If someone who wanted to run away from Srara, he wanted run away from Kavod. He became so he messed up so badly when he saw someone else with the Kavod because he was so jealous. Hamavakesh Leirida, someone who actually chases Kavod and wants it. Alachas Kamav Kama, all the more so. Can you imagine how messed up his behavior is going to be when he actually wants Kavod? Once we're on the topic of Srara and Kavod, Tanya, Amr B'Shub Ben Prachi B'Tchila, before I became Nasi, I hated Srara. I didn't want any any position of authority. Kolomar aleila, anyone who would say to me that I should go and be olal l'nasius, and he kofso v'nosel l'fnei, I would tie him down and put him in front of a lion. Ata kolomar ileir mena, now that I became the nasi, anyone who would tell me that I should give up this job, ani matel of kumkum shalchamin, I'll pour boiling water over him, because once a person tastes that sense of sarara, it's very, very hard for a person to give it up, even though he knew initially not to want it. So the Marsha writes that of the two things, which is worse, to be kofsal of Ne'ari or to be matal of kumkum shalmayim? So it could be that kofsal of Ne'ari will yield worse results than the kumkum shalmayim, but kofsal of Ne'ari, you don't have to get your hands dirty. You just tie him down and you didn't hurt him at all, and it's the lion that's going to do everything. But kumkum shalmayim, you're doing that b'yadayim. You're doing that. So he's saying, I'm even more. I'm even more passionate about my desire to not give up my srara than I was about my desire to actually achieve the srara in the first place. The Maharal flips it a little bit. He says, Rabbi Shimon ben Parachya was trying to say that srara is so bad for people because through that you're likely to do so many averos, and therefore he said, anyone who would have told me to go to gedula, I would view that as if they tied me down in front of a lion, that they're trying to damage me, and therefore me the connected me, I would do it to them because for what he's trying to do to me. But once he saw the gedula, if he would tell me to leave it, it would be such a great sar. It's as if the pain of kumkum shulchamin was poured on al roshi, and therefore I would do that to him because he would be causing me such pain. I would reciprocate that kind of pain. So the Rivash writes that even though a person should run away from srara, the chacham in general were makbid once they were appointed not to leave their positions, meaning they viewed it as something that was min hashamayim that they had to do, and they kept their positions. They insisted on keeping their positions, even though it's not something that they were initially interested in doing. Now, the Rashi over here or Tosos also has a little bit of a different girsa, that it's not only about someone who's ola l'srara, right? Tosos says b'tchila kodem shafresh karbanov omar harei alai ola umincha animatel olav mishum dein tov lomar alai, meaning that this is just about someone who takes a neder l'karbanos. It's not someone who tells me to go l'gdula and srara, and it's not a continuation of the agadita. This is that if someone says harei alai ola before he's mafresh his karban and mincha, I would say that's a terrible thing to do because he may end up bringing a pebeis chonyo. He may have a yetzer hara to bring a pebeis chonyo. So it's a totally different version of the Gemara. Anyway, but on the in our version where it's about srara, shari shol baruch mimena shol ran away from srara. The pasuk says when Shmuel was looking for him to coronate him as the king. It says he was nechbel akelim ukshaala bikish targus David. But as soon as he arrived at the malchus, and there was the threat of David HaMelech taking over for him, so he wanted to kill David. Amli Mar Kishisha b'Rav of Chista l'Abaye. Mar Kishisha, the son of Rav Chista, said to Abaye. The Gemara in Babasra Dav Zayin said that Rav Chista has two sons. One was Mar Yunuka, one was Mar Kishisha. So Rashi says they were both named Mar, and to differentiate between them, this is not the style so much anymore that we name our children the same names as each other, but they were both named Mar, and to differentiate between them, there was older Mar and younger Mar. So Mar Kishisha is the older guy, and Mar Yunuka is the younger one. Tosfos in Babasra says, no, Mar Kishisha means the one I had in my old age. He was the younger one. Mar Yanuka is the one I had in my young age. He was the older one. Okay, but anyway, so Mar Kishisha said to Abaye, Rabbi Meir, Hai Krad Rabbi Yehuda, May Avodah. Rabbi Meir, who holds that Beis Chonyo was a Beis Avodah Zarah, what about the fact that Rabbi Yehuda had a pasuk? It says, Bayomu Mizbech Lashem, B'toch Eretz Mitzrayim. There was a Mizbech Lashem, B'toch Eretz Mitzrayim. What was that Mizbech about if it wasn't Beis Chonyo? So Abaye responds to Mar Kishisha, Mibay Lelichad Datanya. He uses that pasuk for the following drasha. La'achar ma'plasa shel Sancheiriv, after the downfall of Sancheiriv Melech Ashur, when he tried to conquer Yerushalayim from Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, and he was struck with Magefa in his camp, so he had to run back, he had to run away. Yatzah Chizkiyahu matzah b'nei melachim shel yoshem mekronos shel zav. Chizkiyahu found a bunch of princes that were sitting in these golden wagons that Sancheiriv had apparently captured as prisoners of war when he conquered Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim and Cush, and he brought them with him to Yerushalayim as he was continuing his rampage toward Yerushalayim, meaning they interrupted him along the way toward Yerushalayim. So he fought them, he defeated them, and he captured them, and he brought them with. So Chizkiyahu freed them, and he dirin shalolavet of Chavim. He made them be mekabel on themselves, to be mekabel o malch shemayim, and not to be ovid of the zara. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the nevu of Yeshayahu on Mitzrayim, bayomahu yechamish arim beretz Mitzrayim, medabro svas kinaan finishbos lashem tzvakos. And the pasuk continues, ir haheres ye omer li echas. So these are the cities that these five bnei melachim were melech ruled over, and Chizkiyahu had freed them. And from the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk, finishbos lashem tzvakos, we see that they swore b'shem Hashem not to do avodah zarah anymore. So halchu Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, all of them went to Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, which is one of these five cities. And they built a mizbeach, and they were makriv karbanos on it l'shem shemayim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yeshayo, "Bayoma hu yem mizbeach l'Hashem b'toch eretz Mitzrayim." That's the pasuk. So you want to know what does Rabbi do with Rabbi Meir's pasuk? That's what he does with it. That Beis Chonya was l'avodah zarah. This was the special place that was l'shem shemayim in Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. Now the nevuah of Yeshayo and Avi says that the end of that pasuk was ira heres ye. So my ear is Yomer Leachas. What is that pasuk about? Kedem Mitargim, Rav Yosef, the way Rav Yosef was Mitargim, Rav Yosef we know was a Sagi Nohar. He was blind, and therefore he became an expert in Targum, because you're not supposed to say Torah Shebichsav Balpeh. So he became an expert in Rashi and Kiddushin, says he was an expert in Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel in particular. So he was Mitargim, Karta de Beishemesh to Asa the Michrav is Amar Dihi Chad Min Hon. The city of Beishemesh, which will one day be destroyed, so it was said about it, that it was one of them, and because the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk of the ira heres, could be understood in two ways: either that's the name of the city, meaning Beit Shemesh, because heres is heres and heres is son. We'll get that in a second, and also because it's asid leharis, it's ultimately going to be destroyed. So he touched it up in both ways: that it's one of the names of the cities was Beit Shemesh, and it was going to be destroyed. Umayd ira heres lishna or ira heres. Who says that Heres has anything to do with the sun? Because the pasuk says in Eov, Ha'omer lacheres velo yizrach, that he who says to the Heres that it will not shine. And obviously, in the context of that pasuk, it's the sun, and the ches and the hey are interchangeable, so the Heres becomes Heres, and therefore it relates to the sun. So one of these five cities in Mitzrayim or Cush, it's not our Beit Shemesh, was called Beit Shemesh, and that was ultimately going to be destroyed. Okay, so the Gemara brings another nevuah of Yeshayahu Navi. But when it comes to Kibbutz Golios, it says, "Havi banai meirachok uvnosai mikzeya aretz." That my sons will come meirachok and my daughters mikzeya aretz. So Havi banai meirachok amravuna ilu Golios shel Bavel. Well, that's a reference to the Golos Bavel. Now the Golos Bavel mistame had men and women. So why would that be called banai and not binosai? So shedaitan miyushavus alein kibanim, because they were much more even keeled, the way men typically are, and not as erratic emotionally as women are. And the reason is because the Ol Malchus was not so difficult for the Bnei Bavel. It wasn't as rough on the Bnei Bavel. That's how Rashi seems to explain. The Marsha says that they're Daitum Yusheves because they were Talmidei Chachamim. Meaning it has nothing to do with how harsh the Gullus was. It has to do with a person's own attitude. And a person who's a Talmud Chacham trains himself to have a certain amount of control over himself, so regardless of what's happening, he remains always in control. You hear the stories about Rav Elchanan Wasserman, when things were falling apart in Europe, that he never lost control for a second, that everything was always calm, that he calmly gave a shiur about Kiddush Hashem before walking into to his death with his Talmidim. So there's a certain calm that a Talmud Chacham is able to achieve, even regardless of how terrible the Gullus is. That's the galuyos that we had everywhere else, not in Bavel, where things were not as calm. It was more like daughters and less like sons. So the Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Va'amrila, Amar Rav Yuda, Amar Rav, that Metzur v'ad Kartigni, that all the Goyim that lived in the cities from Tzur until Kartigni, Makirin es Yisrael, they recognized the chashivus of Klal Yisrael, because they saw what Klal Yisrael looked like before the Galus, and therefore they weren't so harsh to Klal Yisrael. Vesavim Shebeshraim, they also were makir Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and they had a certain sense of Yir Hashem. Umitzur klapei Maariv, but from Tzur and westward, umi Kartigni klapei Mizrach, and from Kartigni toward the east, ein makir nes Yisrael. They did not recognize the chashivas of Klal Yisrael, Vesavim Shebeshraim, nor were they mekabel all malchus shemaim. Tosa says makirin means that since the Klal Yisrael in those places existed, so the Goyim were literally makir. That meaning the way Rashi learns, the way I translated it, is that they were makir means they understood the chashivus of Klal Yisrael. Tosa says no, just quite literally. Did they ever see a Jew? Meaning this is where the Jews lived. So they saw a Jew here, and they didn't see a Jew anywhere else. So Esvi Rav Shimi Bar Chia L'Rav. So Rav Shimi Bar Chia challenges Rav. Why do you say that the Goyim were not makir as Hashem? After all, the Paskin Malachi says Mi Mizrach Shemesh Shvad. So it sounds like from one end of the world to the other, everyone is Makir Hashem. And not only those between Sur and Kartigni were Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amalei Shimiat, he said, you're the one that they call the big Talmud Chacham. How could it be that you ask me such a question and you don't know how to answer such a question? To Karalei Alaka de Alaka, they were Makir Hashem, but they weren't Makir exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. They said that he was the god of all the gods, so he would deputize all these other gods. So yes, at the top of the pyramid there was a Hashem, but they completely missed the boat in terms of how it works, as if he deputizes other gods to do different things. So in terms of the insult that Shimiat, you're the Shimi that they say is such a smart guy, so that's how Rashi understands that. How could it be? Then Rashi says a different interpretation, that Rav never lifted up his eyes. That was part of his Hanhag of Tznius. So he actually said, Shimiat, I only hear your voice. I do not see you, because part of my anaga is that I don't look at people. That was his modest nature. It's not a modest nature for everybody, lest you think maybe I'll stop looking at people. The Gemara tells us that he had a few Talmidim that thought that they would try the same thing, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, and they both became Saginohar. They both became blind because of the, it was an inappropriate hanaga for them. So okay. So, in Maseches Nida, Rashi writes that he called him Mitoch Havivuso. He said his name Shimiat because he was his grandson. So he was saying it as not as an insult, but as a lashon of Chavivos. That you're my grandson Shimi. So B'kol Makom Mukter Mugash L'Shmi. The pasuk says B'kol Makom Mukter Mugash L'Shmi Mincha Tahora. B'kol Makom Salkadaituch. You really think every place in the world they're Maktir L'Shem Hashem? We see that's not exactly true. So Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rav Yonasan, Elu Tamid Chamim, Ha'oskim B'Torah B'Kol Makom. This is a Rebbe Tamid Chamim who learn in every place, wherever they may be. Mala Ani Alein, Kilu Maktir and Magish and L'Shmi. I view it as if they're being Maktir Karbanos and Magish Minachos L'Shem Shemayim. U'mincha Torah, Zeh Alom Torah B'Tahara. This is a Rebbe, someone who learns Torah B'Tahara. What does that mean? Nosa Isha V'Achar Kach Lom Torah. That he gets married young and then he learns the majority of his Torah after he's married, so he's able to learn with a certain sense of taharas hamachshava. The Tosfos Maseches Kedushin writes, based on the Gemara over there, that it depends on life circumstances. That for some people it's better to get married young and then learn later. For others it's better to learn first and then get married later on. It depends whether you have the ol haparnasa once you get married, because it may be that you achieve a certain sense of tahara, but if you have the ol haparnasa, it's going to be very difficult to learn. So it depends what the arrangement is in that tkufa of how one is supposed to support himself. Okay, Shira Malasine Baruch Hashem Kolavdi Hashem Ha'omdim Ves Hashem Balelos. So my Balelos, what does the pasuk mean when it says Balelos? What do you mean? What does it mean when it says Balelos? Maybe it means at night. So the Marsha says no, it can't be, because it's talking about the Avodas HaKarbonos, and we don't do Avodas HaKarbonos at night. So the Gemara senses that something is up over here. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Eil Tamil Chama Oskim B'Torah Balelos. This is Rabbi Tamil Chama, we learn Torah at night. Malalein Rakasuf Kilu asukim b'avoda, that the Torah considers it, the pasuk considers it as if they're being osek in the avoda. The Marsha explains what's the mile of learning at night, because that's when there's time. The whole day you're busy working, but at night you have time. The other achronim though, the Minchas Kohen, the Son Kachim, say no. It's a metaphor. Leilos over here doesn't literally mean nighttime. It means the dark times in our history. It means during times of galus that they're osek in Torah. So that's what it's a kilu. They're osek in the avoda when they're learning Torah during the dark times in galus. We just in Poland the other day, we just heard stories of Talmidim of Rav Meir Shapiro from his yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, who were in Auschwitz Birkenau and on the in between the time that they were working late at night, they were talking and learning. So that's being makriv karbanos, to be talking and learning on such circumstances in the darkest of darkest galuyos. So that's kilu they were osik ba'avoda during that time. So in Divrei Yom, the pasuk says when Shlomo Melech requested of Hiram Melech Tzur to send cedar wood to build the Beis Hamikdash, he said, "Hinei ani vona bayis l'shem Hashem. I'm going to build a house l'shem Hashem. L'haktil fun of ketores samu marech samu volos abokal erev." And he said, "Li'olam zos al Yisrael." So why did Shlomo say that the korbanos are going to be li'olam al Yisrael? Meaning Shlomo Melech surely knew that the Beis Hamikdash was not going to last forever. So Rav Gidol Amarav says, yeah. When he said li'olam, zem is be'ach banoi umichol sar hagadol omir makrov lov korban. There's always a mizbeach somewhere. It's either down here or it's up there, up in Shemayim. And if it's up in Shemayim, Michal Sara Gadol, who is the Kohen Gadol up in Shemayim, the Malach that serves Michal, who serves as the Kohen Gadol up in Shemayim, is being makriv a korban l'shem Hashem. Tosfos was preparing the stuff in Poland yesterday after going through seeing all these concentration camps. And Tosfos says, what does it mean that he's a makriv? What exactly is he makriv? So it's the neshamos of tzaddikim. That's the avoda that's being done in Shemayim, that he's makriv the neshamos of tzaddikim on the, well, it's one opinion in Tosfos at least, that he's a makriv the neshamos of tzaddikim up on the mizbeach up in Shemayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eil Tamil Chama Uskim Behilchas Avoda, that it's a reference to the Tamil Chama that are osek in the halachos of avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, Malalei Makar. It's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their days when they're being osek in Hilchos Avoda. There is a tshuva in Rav Haigon that's quoted in the Sefer HaEshkol that says, based on the smichos haparshios of these two statements of Rabbi Yochanan, that the chiyuv of Tamil Chum to be osek b'tar b'layla and the chiyuv of karbanos dafka, that makes it sound like that they're, when they learn parshos hakarbanos at night, it's ki'ilu their makrav a karban. Now in Shulchan Aruch it says that a person supposed to say the parshas Ha'ola and Mincha and Shlomim and Chatos and Asham, and Beis Yosef says that there are many, many sugis and shas that imply that saying over and learning the parshas of Karbanos is as if you bring the Karbanos, and the Torah writes, yeah, but better to say it during the daytime, because the Tov Lomar, Tov Yoser La'omra Bayom, because that's when the Karbanos were actually brought. So you say it during the daytime, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, you want to say anything before it's actually daybreak, you say the parsha of the Kiyor, the parsha of the Truma Sedeshen, because those were things that were done at night. So the Bach says, from the fact that the Torah says Tov Lomar Parshas Karbanos B'Yom, it sounds like Belaila it's also Tov. Belaila it's Talmud Torah, B'Yom it's Hakravas Karbanos. However, the Chida and Birka Yosef says, no, even saying it Belaila before Arayom is Malal of Kasav Kilu Hikrav Karbanos B'Yom. That's our Gemara, that the Tamil Chama learning Torah at night, which Torah? The Torah of the Karbanos, and that's Kilu Makriv B'Yom as well. Just like it's Kilu, they were kilu their makriv in a makom haraui, so it's also kilu their makriv in the zman haraui. So it works even at night. Most poskim assume not that way though. Amrei Shlakish, my dechsev zos haTorah lo lemincha v'lachatos v'asham kolosik b'Torah kilu hikar v'lo lemincha chatos v'asham. Anyone who's osik b'Torah, it's as if he brought all of these karbanos. Amar Rava, hayla ola lemincha ola umincha mi bayalei. It should have said ola umincha. So Ela Amar Rava, Rava says no, it means kolosik b'Torah einu tzarich lo ola. If you're osik in Torah, you don't need any of these karbanos. You already get your kapara through the Torah, Rashi says. Marsha says, no, even better, an ounce of prevention. It's not that you get the kapara through the Torah, it's that the Torah will protect you from doing the Avera in the first place, and therefore you're not going to need the kapara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev, zos taras hachatas, zos taras ha'asham, kolosik b'taras chatas, kilu hikrav chatas, kolosik b'taras hasham, kilu hikrav hasham. When you learn Torah of karbon chatas, chatos. It's Ziv you brought the chatos, and Torah Menashem, Ziv you brought the carbon Nashem. Now the last Mishnah in Maseches Menachos. Nemar Bolas Behema, Ishe Reach Nichoach. The pasuk by Olas Behema says Ishe Reach Nichoach Lashem. Bolas Ov, also by Olas Ov says Ishe Reach Nichoach. Bamincha, Ishe Reach Nichoach. So it sounds like even though these are three different level carbonos, they're all a Reach Nichoach Lashem. So Lomer Lecha, that teaches you a lesson. Echad Amar Be, Echad Amamit, Ulvat Sheichavin Libo L'Shamayim. Whether you do a lot or a little, as long as you have kavana l'shem shemayim, meaning the guy who's marbe because he can afford more doesn't get any extra schar over the guy who's mamit because he can afford less, as long as they both have the same kavana l'shem shemayim. Amar b'zera mikra. What's the pasuk where we learn about this idea about the importance of mechavin libo l'shemayim? Metuka shnasa oved imat vim harbe yochal. So someone who does the kavanos and brings it to the mizbeach, it's going to be he's going to have a sweet year. He doesn't have to be afraid, because whether his carbon is large or small, he's going to get the schar for what he had done, and there's no difference between a marbe and a mamet, as long as he has kavanas halev. Rav Ad Bar Ava Amar, that we learn it mehacha, we learn from the following pasuk, birvos hatova rabu achleha, uma kishron leba'aleha kiim ra'os einav. So it means that even someone who's marbe tova brings a lot of karbanos, and a lot of kohanim get to eat it, it's not going to help him any more than someone who brings fewer karbanos and not so many kohanim get to eat it. Tanya, Amr Shimon ben Azai, bo rei maxim parshas karbanos. Look what it says in parshas karbanos, shelo nemar behen lokel velo elokim, ela lahashem, ela hashem. It says reich nichoch lahashem by all the different types of karbanos. Why does it not refer to Hashem in different ways of kel and elokim like we do elsewhere? Shelo litein piskal pel lebal din lachlok. We don't want to give someone an opportunity, an opening to argue against the concept of Yichud Hashem, and to say, Rachman and Son, that there's more than one God. And because if we would have said Reich Nichoch Lekel, and another one Reich Nichoch Lelukim, and another one Reich Nichoch Lashem, they would say, oh, the type of carbon depends on which God you're bringing your carbon to. So that's why we keep it consistent through the parsha of the carbonos. V'nemer b'shar agas, it says when it comes to shor, which is a very expensive and large animal, Ishe Reich Nichoch, uba'of hadak, and when it comes to a small little bird, Ishe Reich Nichoch, ubimincha, and when it comes to a carbon mincha, ishe reich nichoach lo melucha echad marbe vechad mamet v'dashi chavin asli b'lashemayim. Once again, to teach us that lesson, whether one is marbe, whether one is mamet, as long as they have kavana l'shem shemayim. V'shem atomar, maybe you'll say la'achilu hutzarech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu benefits from the karbanos that you burn in the Mizbeach. That's his achila, he needs to eat it. So if you bring more karbanos, Hashem is going to love you more, you're feeding his stomach more. So tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says when it comes to the karbanos, im erav lo omer lach kili tevel imloa. If I was like a person who became hungry, I never would have asked you to feed me, because I own it all. I control all of the world. V'nemar, and the pasuk says in that same perek, kili kol chayso yar behemos bahar rei elef yadati kol ofharim viziz sadai imadi, that all the chayos of the forest and all the behemos of the mountains, all these wild animals, they're all mine, and I know all the ofos and all the chayos, I know where they all are, I know how to find them. Ha'ochal b'sar abirim v'dam atu demeshte, do you think I'm going to eat from these fat cows, or I'm going to drink from the blood of these large sheep that you're bringing me? I didn't tell you to bring these karbanos to me so that each one could say that I did the Ratzon of Hashem to give him hana'a v'yaseh ritzoni, and therefore it's like a bribe that he will pay me back in kind and he will do what I want for him. Lo l'ritzoni atem zovchim. Understand, you're not shechting these karbanos for my hana'a, Hashem is saying. El l'ritzonchem, it's for your own benefit, atem zovchim. Shneimar, because the pasuk says by the Korban Shlamim, lirtzonchem tizbachuhu, that it's for your own good, bischar, that you're doing what I commanded to you, so that's why you're going to get a mechilas avonos, and that's why it's going to be worthwhile to you, because it's for your own good. Davar acher, another interpretation of lirtzonchem tizbachuhu is lirtzonchem tizbachuhu is lirtzonchem zivchu, that you should want to do the zvicha, you should want to do the shchita, l'datchem zivchu, and you shouldn't do it without without das. Meaning, the point is, the Ritzonchem Tizbechu means a sense of kavana in doing the shechita, that you have to understand what you're doing, you have to know what you're doing. And what does it mean that it has to be the datchem? Amrine Shmuel Mirav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna a halacha about shechting karbanos. Minayin l'masasik b'kachem. How do I know that if someone is just cutting other things with a knife, and then as it turns out, he keeps moving the knife, and he shechts an animal, behemas kachem, but there's absolutely no kavana in that which he's doing. That's how Rashi learns. He doesn't even realize he's cutting a behema. Tosfos learns, no, he realizes he's cutting a behema, but he's not doing it l'shem shechita. How do I know that if someone does it in such a way that he's totally misasik, he doesn't even realize what he's doing, shu pasul, that such a akrav is pasul, that such a shechita is pasul, shenemar v'shachat es ben habakar, shtei shechita l'shem ben bakar. That has to be l'shem ben bakar, not l'shem anything else. Amlo zobi yodenuhu, that we know, we already know that shechita's kachim needs kavana. La'akev minayin, I know that it needs kavana l'chadchila. How do I know that it's ma'akev? I need shana lav la'akev by karbanos. So tamalom l'rtzonchem tizbuchu, l'daitchem zivchu. That it has to be with a sense of das. Sense of das means that one cannot be misasik when they are osik in kachim. So adron alach harayalai. Saras ligom masachas melachas b'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we will begin masachas chul and mazal tov to all those finishing masachas melachas. There are a few people finishing shas that emailed me. Mazal tov to them. Okay.